across Hertfordshire on FM, DAB, on your mobile and online. This is Bob FM.
Grant Shapps, Wellin, Hatfield, Enty. This is the news that we've been waiting for. We feared we may never get, but we never gave up hope on receiving. The incinerator in Hatfield has been defeated, and it's happened after a six-year campaign. I'll never forget on a spring morning in March 2008, standing there and being the first to raise the alarm about an incinerator planned for New Barnfield in Hatfield. And 6 years later, we have today won that battle. There will be no incinerator.
What does this mean for campaigners, for people in your constituency?
Do you know what, actually? I think what this means is that people power can sometimes win. This, let's not forget, this was an enormous project. I mean, I think something like £1.2 billion. Completely misguided for lots of reasons, not least because the proportion of waste now being recycled has jumped so massively since this incinerator was first dreamt up. But also, it demonstrates that when people get together, no matter how big the project, the idea, if it is misguided, if the incinerator is planned next to a special needs school, if it's going to affect residents on the route into it, if in the end an incinerator like that is going to have to start importing waste from elsewhere because they've so misjudged the requirement, then you know what? This got what it deserves. People power has defeated this enormous project, ill-conceived from the outset. And I just want to say thank you to everybody in Hatfield and Wellin Hatfield and beyond who's fought so hard and for so long and put in a large amount of money to help us fight this. For all of their help, this is a triumph of people power today.
This is the thing, though, isn't it? It's not just people going out on the streets, waving placards, going out to rallies, turning out to protests. People have invested their own money into this.
That's exactly it. I set up the, I chaired with the rest of the community, the New Barnfield Action Fund. And what we did was pull together different groups, interest groups, the council, who I have to say have been excellent. Wellin Hatfield Borough Council have been outstanding. They put a lot of resource into this. I have the Hatfield Town Council and North Mimms Green Belt Society and many others, but also individuals. And these individuals have been humbled to receive checks from them, not just once or twice, but in some cases, three or four times. People sending in £20, £10, £50, time and time again. You know, really dedicated to the fight as this went on for such a long time. The reason we won this is because we were able to prove using absolutely top-class experts, environmental experts, the best QCs to fight the legal battles. We used the best people, and we were only able to do that because we were able to fund the campaign that I chaired and was cross-community. So I'm hugely grateful to everyone in Wellin Hatfield and beyond who has backed this campaign, and we've shown that what seemed impossible has been possible, and we've defeated this incinerator.